For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The topic I was given is you will rejoice. I say you will rejoice. I tagged it, you shall rejoice. The Bible say, I went in to look at the definition of rejoicing. Rejoicing is to feel joy and delight, to be glad. I remember we were told some time ago that happiness is what you feel about what happens. Happiness is what you feel when you get a promotion, when you buy a new car, you buy a new house, you are graduating. That is happiness. Joy is what you feel because of God, because of Jesus. Because our Bible says that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures abound forever. So, I just want to declare to you that you shall rejoice. We are in the seventh month of the year. That month, you would know, on the seventh day, God rested from his work. He had completed the work. He saw that the work was good. He rested. And in resting, he blessed the work. And he consecrated that day to be holy. So, I'm sure you can extract all the important points for the month of July from all that I have said, that is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. That is, there was completion. He saw the work was good. He blessed the work of his hands. He consecrated it to be holy. This month is the seventh month. It's the month of rest. He rested. And we are going to have peace. And this month is our month of rest. It's our month of joy. So the text I was given, let us open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20. He says, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. This month, whatever you must have gone through from January to this time, the Lord is saying, those things that we can see, that are temporary, that are ephemeral, the sun is the one that lights the day. And the moon gives us directions that we don't stumble at night. But you do know that there are moon phases. There are periods we don't see the moon. God forbid the sun does not shine. There are some days it doesn't really shine that brightly. Maybe on a rainy day. But God is saying that whatever are those dark moments, he will be our light. So in this month of June, and even to the end of this year, in this year of his glory, he will be the light. That light does not go dim, and it does not fade. His light, God is a light, and in whom there's no form of darkness. So if he's going to be a light in our midst, he's going to shine upon all the dark moments. What are those dark moments? Those are the things that are giving us anxiety. Those things that are giving us worries. Is it our job? Is it our children? Is it our ministry? You will remember that there are adversaries waiting to hear. Oh, those people that have gone to America, I want to see what they are coming back with. Those people expecting to see us fail, they will wait forever. Because God is going to be our light. His light is going to shine upon us. The light will shine on our night of darkness, of sorrow. And it also shines on our day of prosperity and success. That is our God for all of us. And that it will be our portion this month in the name of Jesus. We shall no more be sad. We shall no more be sorrowful. We shall not mourn concerning any member of our family in the mighty name of Jesus. So let us open our Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18. It says, rejoice always. And 17 says, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So what are we saying? If God is going to do this for us, our days and money are going to be over. All the challenges, all the problems we have faced from January to this time, this is our month of rest. His light is going to shine upon us forever. And we are required to rejoice always. There's regardless rejoicing. In which even if our tree does not blossom, everything does not look right on our left or on our right, we still have to rejoice. We still have to thank God for what he is doing. Because verse 16 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, my brethren, why don't you just give thanks to God? Because when you give thanks to God, all these things that he has said, even more, because that verse is just in verse 20 I read. Ordinarily, I think we should read 19 to 22, just to see what God has promised us in that verse. So, giving thanks should characterize all the children of God, all the redeemed of the Lord. It is not just giving thanks on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving month like this month is. It should be always thanking God for the things he has done and the things that he has not done, because none is wasted. Everyone is still leading on our journey to the fulfillment of destiny. God is going to help us in the name of Jesus. Things may be bad, it could be worse, but we are commanded to give thanks and to rejoice always. So, what are the reasons why we need to be thankful to God? Number one, we need to be thankful for the goodness of God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, he says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 2 Samuel 22:50 says, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name. We are in a society that fails to show gratitude. We feel we are entitled. We feel that every other person owes us something, not that we should do something for them that is permanent or eternal. We are in an egocentric society of I, me, myself. That's the kind of generation that we are in. But we are the children of the Most High God. We are going to recognize the place of our God. It's God that is responsible for our joy, for our rejoicing, for that attitude that we ought to have, irrespective of what is going on our right or on our left. And you know, anytime there's a great door, there's no great door without an adversary by that door trying to stop you. But you must be prepared. You must have faith. So we need to recognize this. And there are several things as saints of God for which we should be thankful. Apart from that, we need to be thankful for our faith, because we are not walking by sight. We are walking by faith. Like our mommy pastor told us, when she wanted to go somewhere, if she were to walk by sight, the review of the place she went was not good. But when Holy Spirit corrected her, she went by faith. Because it's not what she saw initially, that she took a step of faith by going there and believing the Holy Spirit that things will turn out well, and it did turn out good. Where would we be today if we don't have faith in God? We will be nowhere. Our faith is a life-changing faith. When we trust God as our Lord and Savior, initially, we have not seen Jesus Christ. He's somebody that preached to us. And we trusted that there's a God and there's a Lord Jesus Christ, and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. That was our first faith. And that changed our life forever, because those things we used to do, we don't do them anymore. We stopped at that. And then our faith is a life-changing faith. Because when you have faith in Christ, you do not do things by your own understanding. You trust in God. You lean not on your own understanding. You allow God to lead you the way to go. That is, the things that you would ordinarily do without asking for the leading of the Holy Spirit or God, the moment we exercise that faith and we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our faith has changed the chart of our life, the course or the direction in which we are going. That is another one. And then faith with trust. Even when we don't understand it, we don't know how it's going to go, we follow it and it doesn't fail us. Most, I've heard so many testimonies, people just do things because Holy Spirit said do this and they follow it. And when you don't doubt, definitely it comes through for you and all will be well. And I'm declaring to you today that we continue to exercise that blind faith, whereby we don't know where we are going, but we are trusting God with everything that we have. And I mean, if you are in doubt, you can look at it. Look at the life of Abraham when he left the city of Ur of the Chaldees, when God said he should leave his family and his kindred to a place where he's going to show him. God didn't tell him, this is where I want you to go. He just said, leave them and start going to a place I will show you. He didn't say the place is in America. At least we knew when we were leaving Nigeria that we were coming to America. In the case of Abraham, he didn't know where he was going and he left. And when God showed him where, that's where he stayed. And great things happened to him for following the directives of God. Not just that we need to be thankful for our faith, we need to be thankful for our friends. There's a saying that if you have found one friend in a lifetime, you have found a great treasure. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times. Who is our best friend? Our best friend is our Lord Jesus Christ. But then, if we are able to find a good friend, a friend is one who is there, standing by your side when everyone else has left and forsaken you. A friend is a great treasure. I pray that we have friends. For you to have friends, you have to make yourself friendly to have that kind of friend that is like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our foremost friend. Then we can also find one or two earthly friends that are close to us that will not desert us in the day of adversity or challenges. Then, what are we to be thankful for again? We need to be thankful for our foes, our enemies. When I think about this, I think of David, who found Saul to be a great enemy, a great foe. I'm glad that our foes keep us on our toes. When you face challenges, nobody need to tell you that you need to pray. I remember when my family, we were having these armed robberies, and at a point, armed robbery drove us away from our house in Lagos, from Akumoja, and we went to 1004, and we were living there. And then we were there, as we were praying one night, there was a big bird that came near the window where we slept. And you know, those 1004 building, there is this stainless steel railings by the window that they did round all the windows at the back. So the bird just swerved and his head just sunk into that stainless steel. And my husband and I were looking and said, ah. we ran away from our house to this place, and this thing is not stopping, it's still following us. My sisters, my brethren, nobody taught me to fast. Nobody taught me to fast. Nobody taught me to pray. I didn't need anybody to declare a fast for me and my husband. The house was 14th floor and the elevator was not working. Can you imagine? I would go downstairs, we are fasting. And then sometimes we forget things. You have to go back up and then come back to go out. And we did that for a long time before we found another house. We never went back to that house. We found another one. That's how we moved to Isolo before we came here. So what I'm saying is that we need to thank God for those foes, those enemies that are keeping us awake. That in the dead of the night, you alone, you will wake up and you'll be shabaking like that in the night and be praying to God. Then once we fail you, but you will wake up and pray. It's not a bad thing. It leads you to the fulfillment of your destiny. It leads you to greatness. So when you are thanking God, you need to thank God for those foes, because those are the foes that are drawing you closer to God. You know, you do not get as careless in your behavior when you know there are those looking unto you. trying to see. They want you to fail. They want you to fall. They want to try your career, your ministry, your family, everything that is dear to you. They want it to fail. They want you to fall back from following God. They want to try your faith. They are fighting for your soul so that you will sin and that will cause a separation between you and God. But in that moment, you are up to the task. There's no carelessness about prayer. You are up to it. Nobody need declare a fast for you. You will fast it by yourself and continue. Even when they say dry fast, you will not remember food anyway. You continue. I'll be shabaking in the middle of the night. You alone, you will wake up. I'll be praying in the house. Even times you cannot even shout loud. You are lying down there. You are praying in the spirit. God will help us in Jesus' name. Number four, we need to be thankful for our family. It is within the family unit that we find true fulfillment in living. The Lord formed a family unit before he did the church. He gave Adam a helpmeet. And then he blessed them to multiply and be fruitful. So there was a family unit before the church. If God could do that, then it must be important in the sight of God. Then number five, we need to be thankful for our fortress. Psalm 91 verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. A fortress is a place of exceptional security or a stronghold. Our Lord is that fortress. We need to recognize his place. It is a well-fortified place. Rejoice and be glad for the security the Lord offers to you because of Calvary. Because he has sent our Lord Jesus Christ as a savior to us, to reconcile us unto him. And for that, he's our advocate. Anytime we call on him, he answers us. Even when we cannot finish the prayer, he already knows. He completes it on our behalf. No wonder the songwriter wrote the song that says, a mighty fortress is our God. Brethren, this is the month to give thanks. I don't know whether I've been able to ginger you up on the reasons why you need to thank God. Because when we are supposed to thank God, we remember only the things he has done. And when he has not done those things we think he needs to do, we don't know how to thank God. So this evening, I just said, let us rise up. Let us pray. Let us even begin to ask for mercy concerning our God, that we are not even appreciative enough. We are not thankful enough. We don't thank him enough for what he is doing, what he has done, the ones he has done and the ones he has not done. Father, Lord, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to thank him. Let us begin to appreciate him for all that he has done, for all these things that he has given unto us, for all our foes, for the fortress, for the family he has given unto us, for our friends, for the faith that we have in him. Father, Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And so our heavenly Father, the King of glory, we thank you for your word. And we know that we shall surely rejoice in this month of July and in all the remaining months of this year. Father, Lord, be thou exalted. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
In of the Lord, shout hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Daddy, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Come and keep in God. Oh, there is no one like you. My Father, Alpha, no Omega. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Come and I'm keeping God. Daddy, there is no one like you. My Father, Alpha, no Omega. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. I say, oh, Lord our God, my brethren, they are the works of men. Daddy, you are the only, you are the only God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord our God. Oh, Lord our God, they are the works of men. Daddy, you are the only, you are the only God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord our God, they are the works of men. Daddy, you are the holy God. Daddy, oh, there is none like you. The song says, oh, Lord our God, they are the what? The works of men. You are the only and the only true God. If you know that he indeed is the only true God, why don't you begin to appreciate him? Appreciate him for life. Appreciate him that you can walk. Appreciate him that nothing is being, you are not being fed through the tube. Appreciate him that it is well with your children. Appreciate him that you are not facing divorce. You are not facing separation. Appreciate him that you have a place that you call a place of work or a place of your own business. Appreciate him that you are not spending what you are earning on a sick child, a sick husband, a sick wife, or grandparents. Appreciate God of heaven that you have not been called, that you have to be making a routine to take care of somebody in the hospital. Appreciate God that you did not need to go to the police station to make a report of any lost child. Brethren, you need to join me to thank this King of Glory. You need to join me to appreciate the Almighty God. You need to join me to give him all the glory, for there is none like him. Appreciate him because every time you are in the here, the Lord has kept you. Appreciate him because every time you are in the train, the Lord has kept you. Your train has not derailed. Your plane has not caught fire. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for bringing us all into the month of July. Not only this month as a month of perfection, but it's a month of also a month of praise, a month of thanksgiving. Father, we pray that with the power in your name, you will perfect everything that concerned us. Every unfinished project, you will complete it this month. And not only that, your mouth will praise God the more. Your mouth, our mouth, will thank him the more. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before you have your seat, you will go to three people. And this is what you want to say to them. You will tell them that my God is a promise-keeping God. Your God is a promise-keeping God. Hallelujah. My God is a promise-keeping God. My God is a promise-keeping God. Hallelujah. My God is a promise-keeping God. My God is a promise-keeping God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let us have our seat. Our God is a promise-keeping God. He makes promises and he fulfills them. He makes promises and he stands by them. When he says a thing, it shall surely come to pass. He's a faithful God. But are you faithful? Because that's the question. But in his own side, he's always faithful. And my prayer is that the Lord will help us. That on the side of this bargain, we will keep our side in the name of Jesus. And God in his name will be faithful upon our lives in the name of Jesus. I want us to open to Hebrews chapter 10. And I want us to please, if you have New Living Translation, to read from there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. From New Living Translation. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Yes, ma'am. Stop right there. It said, let us do what? Hold what? Tightly. Go ahead, ma'am. Without what? Without what? God bless you, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. To the hope that we affirm. For God can be what? Hallelujah. God bless you, ma. For God can be trusted to do what? To do what? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. God can be trusted to keep his promise. Can God trust you? Ask your neighbor that. Ask your neighbor. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? This God can be trusted to keep his own promise. You are asking yourself and your neighbor, can God trust you? There is nothing God says that he does not bring to pass. Though he may tarry, but he should surely, surely, surely come to pass. And I decree and declare tonight, in the name that is above every other name, everything the Lord has spoken concerning you and your family for the year 2019 shall surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Brethren, when the Lord makes a promise, he keeps to it. It does not waver. It does not change. It does not matter what the circumstance or the situation is. He will always fulfill his promise. When you look at the scripture, there were promises that the Lord made to me and you. One of the promises he made to me and you is in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. He said, I will never leave you, nor what? Nor forsake you. He said, he will never leave me and you, nor forsake me and you. It does not matter what you are going through. He will never, never leave you. He will stand by you. Even when it seems that there is nothing good coming out of it. He said, don't worry, I am still here. That means that what you think that cannot happen will come to pass. I don't know what you are trusting God for. That it seems there is no hope. I want you to know that hope is already here for you. And that thing will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. What did he say in Psalm 37 verse 25? He said, I was young, but now I am old. Yet, I have never seen the righteous. He said, I have never seen the righteous. Do what? Beg for what? Beg for what? Beg for what? You will not beg for bread. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed. Your generation, you will not beg for bread. Amen. Your children's generation, they will not beg for bread. They will be lenders to nation in the name of Jesus. These are promises that he has made. These are not man promises. Men cannot keep promises as. At the point of fulfilling their promises, excuse will always come up. They will either tell you you came late or you came too early. Dad, the money is not yet here. Can you come back tomorrow? Or come back like in the next 2 hours. By the time you come back in, they will say, you should have just sat in the car now. I didn't tell you to take order. Before you left, somebody else has come. That's human being. But this God will always fulfill his promise. And I pray that every promise that the Lord has spoken concerning you, he will surely bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 2, it says, when you pass through the water, He said, it will be what? I will be there with you. When you pass through the river, it will not swell you over you. When you walk through the fire, it will not be what? It will not burn you. It does not matter what you are passing through. None will overwhelm you. None will overtake you. None will turn your joy to sorrow in the name of Jesus. It does not matter what you are going through. He said, river, I'm there. He created all these things. He made it available. He made it available to be a blessing, not to be a curse unto you and me. And so this thing must work to our favor, not work against us. I said, they will work for you in the name of Jesus. I said, they will work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, they will work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said in Isaiah 54 verse 17, he said, no weapon that form against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, he said, they shall be condemned in what? In judgment. Anything that is rising against you, he said, don't worry, I'm there. I will deal with them. And it will rise up on your behalf. It will rise up on your behalf. He will rise up on your behalf. He will rise up on your behalf. Brethren, what are we just simply saying this morning? Or what am I simply saying this morning? And simply reminding me and you that the promises of God are promises that he always fulfills. It does not matter what is going on. It does not matter what the situation is. It's a God that keeps to his promise. The only way that God's promise does not come to pass in the life of a man is one thing. Sin. Sin. Sin is what makes God's hand to be tied. It's what makes God that makes it not to be able for him to do that which he has promised. And when there is sin, the enemy will use it against you. But I pray tonight, this morning, that no matter what the enemy tries to do, for God promise not to fulfill in your life, that plan will not work in the name of Jesus. I say, any sin that you will get into, that the promise of God will not be able to be fulfilling your life, the Lord will not allow it in the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord will not allow it in the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord will not allow it in the name of Jesus. Because when the Lord makes a promise, he keeps his promise. As our Father, the Lord was speaking tonight, he made mention of Eli. He said there was a promise made to that family that for the rest of their life, their lineage will be priests. He said, but because of his children, the Lord came back and said, that which I said, I reverse it. May I say to someone today, every promise the Lord has made to you, may God not reverse it in the name of Jesus. No, you are not getting it, sir. There is a promise that the Lord has said to your family, whether you are the father or the mother, he has promised you that in your family, these are the things that will be happening. I said to you, God will not reverse that promise in the name of Jesus. Those promises will surely, surely come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have come into the month of praise, of worship, of thanking God, of appreciating God for who he is, the promises that you have not seen in January, the one you did not see in February, the one you did not witness in March, the one you were expecting in April, the one that you trust God for in May, the one that you thought will come in June, in this month of July, July will not pass you by. I say you will get that promise. I say you will receive that promise. I say you will receive that promise. I say your children will receive that promise. I say your husband will receive that promise. I say your wife will receive that promise. Restoration Arena will receive that promise. In the name of Jesus, let somebody shout hallelujah. This is my month. This is your month. Say to yourself, this is my month. This is your month. This is my month. This is your month. Begin to mention your family. Begin to mention the name of your children. Begin to say, Father, as for me and my children, Toluani Modupe, Damilola Modupe, Dada Modupe, this is our month. Every member of Restoration Arena, this is your month. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, the Lord himself will go before you, will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, don't be afraid and don't be what? Don't be discouraged. Brethren, let me say something to you. They were talking about the plane, I don't know if you heard, that took off in JFK. It was ending for London. In the air, they saw fire. And what was the cause of the fire? They discovered that someone had plugged something to charge their phone. And it was that charger that caught fire. And so they had no other option than to land in Boston. One thing I know is that in the name that is above every other name, any member of this church in the air, your plane will not catch fire. No. You see, any plane that will catch fire, the Lord will delay that journey for you. Oh, you are not getting me. I said, sir, ma, any plane that will not let the promise of God that say you will not die premature death to come to pass in your life, the Lord will delay you from going on that journey in the name of Jesus. He says he will not leave you nor what? Nor forsake you. That means that he will be watching every of your flight. Everywhere you go to, the Lord will be watching you. I said the Lord will be watching you. Because it is his promise. He is the one that said it. It's not man. Man cannot watch over you, sir. What is it that man has? Gone, right? Gone. What will God do? We are talking about spiritual battle. He doesn't even know when they will pass him. When they will come and do what they need to do. But when the King of Kings is on guard, nobody can touch you. And that's the promise that the Lord has for me and you. And I repeat it again. The only thing that will not make God's promise to come to pass is sin. I want to appeal to us that in the month of July and the rest of the year 2019, please let's abstain from sin. Sin is a destroyer. Let me tell you, it destroys bit by bit. Little by little, you just begin to assume, I am still running this faith. I am still with the Lord. But yet, you are far from the Lord. I say, sin will not destroy my destiny. Sin will not destroy your destiny. The Lord has promised us that this is our year. This is our month. For you and your children. And I know that nothing will change it. He just wants me and you to hold on to him. He just wants you and you to keep trusting in him. Just keep believing that he is able to do it. Because he's a God that is a promise keeper. He will always keep to his promise. He will always keep to his word. I say he will always keep to his promise. His promises. Thank you, man. He does not fail. I tell you one thing. Something happened. We had one of our prayer leaders in North America. Married for 25 years. Had no child. This man and his wife, they spent time in the campground. Every time we go to camp for convention, you will see them spending time praying in that prayer room. And then the Lord decided to visit them. And the Lord blessed them 2 months ago with a bouncing baby girl. Can somebody put your hands together for the Lord? After 25 years, the Bible says, none will be what? Will be burial. That is the fulfillment of scripture. It's a promise that the Lord has promised. And he brought it to pass. What is it that the Lord has promised you? What are those things that he has promised me and you? Tonight, you will begin to see the manifestation of it. As you live here, those promises will begin to work. those promises will begin to show up. That when the world see you, they will indeed find out. They want to find out from you, who have you been with? And you'll be able to say, I have been with the maker of heaven and earth. Shall we please rise up? What a mighty God we serve. 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 We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God.
We serve.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. We are going to pray two prayers before we end tonight. First and foremost, you want to lift up your voice to the Almighty God and ask that the Lord should have mercy on you. Anything that you are doing contrary to His word that might not allow His promises to come to pass in your life, you want to ask God to have mercy. That, Father, just cleanse me. Have mercy. Have mercy. So that which you have promised me, I can see them being fulfilled in my life. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Is there anything you are doing? Is there anything that you have done? You might not have seen it as a sin. You might not have seen that something can become an hindrance to answering your prayer or my prayer. We want to ask God to have mercy. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Talk to him. Thank you, my Father, my God. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Finally, what are those things that you are believing God for? What are those things that you have been, praying about? Maybe you've prayed about 10 things. Between January and now, maybe you have seen one or two. Maybe your list is about 10. Is a promise keeper. When he says this, he will surely do it. I want you to lift up your voice unto the Almighty God. Begin to mention those things before him. Begin to tell the King of Kings this hour. Begin to mention those things before him. He is hearing you. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. He said, seek and you shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Why don't you begin to knock that door? Begin to ask those things tonight. And you watch whether he will not bring it to pass. Lift up your voice. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Please don't not be quiet. This is the hour to mention those cases before the King of Kings and see him perform wonders. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. He's a wondrous God. He's the unfailing God. He's the unchanging God. He's the promise keeper. He keeps his promises. He does as he has said. He does as he has said. Father, ma pa 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 pa. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. Thank you for this day. This is the very early hour of the month, of the morning of the first Saturday in this month of July. And as a church, we have cried unto you. We are trusting in you that every of our requests before you, not only have you heard us, but you will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. You are a promise-keeping God. You have never failed. When you say it, you will surely bring it to pass. We pray this morning that every of your promises concerning every life standing there, you will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, we are using this opportunity to pray for all our members. We pray for them that none of them would die premature death. As many of them that have traveled far and near, you took them there in safety. We are praying for them that when they are coming back, their plane will not catch fire. Their plane will not crash land. Their plane will not be missing. As many that will be riding the train, the bus, whatever means of transportation, you will keep everyone in the hold of your hand. Father, Lord, we thank you. We pray most especially for your church. We ask that your church will march forward and the gate of hell shall not prevail. Thank you, because your church will begin to experience growth in the name of Jesus. In every home, there will be joy. Joy unspeakable will be our portion. And Father, as we have cried unto you since yesterday, for the life of every of our young adults, they will end well. They will finish well. In the name of Jesus. And for all our pregnant women, the good work that you have started, you will bring it to pass. And on the day of delivery, not only are we going to hear the voice of the mother, we will also hear the voice of the child. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. You brought us, all of us, here in safety. We live now, we are living, and I pray you will take us back home in safety. Thank you for tomorrow's service, the fourth Sunday in the month of July. I pray as we come to dance, to testify, to rejoice, our joy will not cease, Lord. Rather, it shall be increasing in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let the living of the Lord shout hallelujah.